I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. Good evening, everybody. West Coast, East Coast, down South, North, Midwest, overseas. It doesn't matter where you're listening from. It doesn't matter if you're on the radio.com app, which hopefully you are listening for free. It doesn't matter if you're listening anywhere in the United States of America. I'm glad that you're here. My name is JR. Welcome to the first JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Who is JR? Well, I happen to be someone who started off producing, who ended up online with his own sports show, JR Sport Brief, and now I am happy to be here with you. You can listen to me this same time every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 to 1 on the West, and you guys are very intelligent and smart if you're in the Midwest, so you can figure out that math there. This is not going to be your traditional sports show. Why? Because I am not traditional, okay? You can love sports, you can hate sports, you can like basketball, you can like football, you can like hockey, baseball. I mean, last night on ESPN, I saw guys actually out there in a cherry-spitting competition. And that's the world that we live in right now. I'm not that unconventional, but I try to have fun. I'm not that much of a egotistical. I'm not that full of myself that I'm going to sit here every single night and just speak just to fill up airspace by myself. JR Sport Brief is something that I created by a fan for the fans. So every single person listening, this is your show. You can feel free to call up at any moment, 855-212-4CBS, and you can find out more over time what the JR Sport Brief is about. And that's what you're going to get 4 hours a night, Monday through Friday, right here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to find me online, Twitter, Instagram, it's at JR Sport Brief. We got a full show here to start, okay? I wanted to pull out a few close friends just to get things rolling. We have the Shark. ABC Shark Tank's Damon John comes on. He's going to be joining. We're going to go ahead and give him a call. NBA TV. He's an NBA champion. His name is Channing Frye. We're going to go ahead and give Channing Frye a call. Why? We know right now that we're living in, I don't want to say unfortunate, more so unusual times. There's no sports going on right now. We know that. The NBA has been postponed. Don't know when that's coming back, hopefully in a few months. But every time you know, kind of turn on the news, you hear something different about when basketball is going to be returning. Major League Baseball has been pushed back. Soccer, the world sport, even here MLS in the United States of America, postponed. Premier League, postponed. March Madness, we should be filling out brackets and people should be wasting their time at work and filling out brackets and having bubbles bursted. That's where we should be at this time of the year. But we're not. We're at home. We're with our families. Thank God at least the NFL free agency has been going on so we can all, you know, complain about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And I will most certainly talk about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick as a part of this show. I actually, I thank you, Bill Belichick, for making Tom Brady mad. Thank you for running him out of the NFC East. And we're going to talk about that. Thank you for NFL free agency. But there's going to come a time, in a couple of days, it might be, in a couple of weeks, where there's not going to be any more, you know, excited Tom Brady talk. You know, we may know where Jadeveon Clowney is going. We may have to wait a few weeks towards the end of April for the NFL draft. And there's not going to be DeAndre Hopkins talk and what Bill O'Brien is doing in Houston by destroying that team. we're going to be continually looking at our families. We're going to continue to evaluate our decisions. We're going to continue to play general manager in our own homes. How are we going to manage the children who are not in school? How are we going to cut loose things that are not bringing us value? How are we going to actually go ahead and evaluate things for the future? And those are questions and things that we will be discussing. I'm going to talk to Damon John about, you know, it doesn't matter if you play basketball or you shoot hoops or you slap pucks. You know, what can you be doing at home right now? What's going to make you a better person? What's going to make you the MVP of your household? We're going to talk to Channing Frye, 1 year retired from the NBA. Talks to a lot of players. How are the NBA players feeling about just being out of work? Jamal Murray, listen, that I don't know what he's doing with his spare time, but I think he's on the wrong type of websites with that explicit content. But then we do see some players who are actually utilizing social media in the best way possible while they have this unforced time off, while we all have this time off. So my name is JR right here on CBS Sports Radio. And, you know, I want to say thank you to the folks. I actually started off online, and I want to say thank you to folks like Charlie and Linda and Peggy and Tiffany and Reggie and Rick and Sean and Terry and Mark. The list goes on and off. Hey, David, I didn't forget you either. There are a lot of people who helped me along the way. What's up, Joe? And I just want everyone to know that while we're all stuck in the house, while we're missing sports, while we are watching replays, to do, you know, do a little bit of a Bill Belichick. Do a little Greg Popovich. Do a little Phil Jackson. Do Phil Jackson the coach. Do not do Phil Jackson the executive. Take inventory of every single thing that you have going on in your life right now. Who are you giving energy to? Who do you need to cut loose? How can you better prepare that business plan? How can you utilize social media to get ahead of the curve? You know, unfortunately in life, a lot of times, you got to take a couple of steps back to realize what you had. And there is no elevation without force. You can't see the creation of a diamond if there is no pressure. And this is an ideal time, whether you are an athlete at home twiddling your thumbs, putting pictures on the internet that don't belong there, or whether you're LeBron James playing with your family. This is the right time to plan for the future. I literally, and this is for anybody listening, a lot of people always reach out to me and say, yo, JR, I want to do what you do. That's great. Do better than what I've done. Do so much better. The blueprint is there. Online and social media is there. Take advantage of the resources that you have. Don't complain about what you don't have and make the most of it. And this is the time when you're at home, when we're supposed to keep each other safe, to go ahead and do that. You know, unfortunately, right now, we're living in a movie. And we have heard this, and I don't see this as being a time where it's not true. But for anyone who's not a sports fan, I can always identify and point out a sport and remind people that sports is a microcosm of life. It's teamwork. It's sacrifice. It's understanding that you are not always going to win. Sometimes you're going to lose. Sometimes you're going to come out even. It teaches you how to get along with others. It teaches you communication. It teaches you sharing. It pushes you further. Sports is a microcosm of life. And that's something that we are definitely missing right now. You know, there are college students out there who are looking for that quote unquote one shining moment. And trust me, I have been to enough Final Fours. I've seen plenty of those one shining moments. And unfortunately, we won't get that in Atlanta. You know, there are tons of prospects and who want to get into the NBA. And Anthony Ant-Man Edwards, you know he's going high. But then you also have players who are on the fringe who won't be able to showcase their talents, and they're going to have to work that much higher just to show that they're deserving of getting into the NBA. You know, the NFL players were lucky enough to have their combine. NFL free agents right now can't necessarily travel and have interviews with their teams. People at home who don't catch footballs, who don't hit baseballs, who don't shoot hoops, are having to evaluate what they need to do to go forward. Look at sports right now as a blueprint as to how you move forward. It doesn't matter how you feel about the New England Patriots. It doesn't matter how you feel about Bill Belichick. It doesn't matter how you look at someone like Greg Popovich, who's been around for 20-plus years now with the San Antonio Spurs. 5 titles and longevity with someone like Tim Duncan or a Bill Belichick who's able to keep a one central piece at quarterback, a Tom Brady, but continually be able to adjust and with the ebbs and flows of the league, whether it's about having a defensive team, whether it's going on offense, whether it's knowing the right time to let someone or let a legend go, to know this is what we need to do for the future. And a lot of these decisions, unfortunately, when you want to make a big move in life, when you want to go on to that next step, it's not easy. It's hard. People will look at you and say, why are you doing that? I may look at you if you're a sports figure, if you're a GM, if you're a president. I may look at you and say, why are you doing that? But making moves in life does not come without criticism. It doesn't come without finger pointing. It doesn't come without pain. It doesn't come without sacrifice. And this is the right time. While we are here, while you're listening to me, while you're in the house with the kids and the wife and the grandma and the grandpa, hopefully everybody is safe. This is the right time to take an inventory. It's the right time to look at your roster. It's the right time to evaluate your assets. It's the right time to balance the books and the cap. It's the right time to take everything that you did while you played Madden, while you were in GM mode. This is the right time to do that for your life. There's no better time than now. We're living in a movie. It seems like I'm watching Will Smith and I Am Legend. It's very simple. It seems like I'm watching Outbreak with Morgan Freeman. Okay, everybody likes Morgan Freeman. It's the voice of God. But this is reality. And take some time to evaluate who you are, what you're doing, what you can do right now to become better, what you can do to improve your situation, improve your roster, do well with your family, and basically move forward. It's very simple. While we're missing sports, this is the right time to go ahead and build up everything that you need to do. My name is JR. You're here with me on CBS Sports Radio every single weeknight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. You can find me online, on Twitter, on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. We're going to take your calls now because I want to know what you've been doing. What have you been watching? Were you watching WrestleMania last night? Were you watching the cherry spitting? We're going to go ahead and take your calls. All you got to do, call up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are you doing during this quarantine? While we go through this roster building, what is occupying your time? What are you watching? What are you doing? If you just want to say hi, if you just want to say what's up, go ahead and do that. I already see you out there, Nicholas from Oregon. We're going to get you on the line, 855-212-4CBS. My name is JR. It's the first episode of the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio, the first show. If you're listening in, you're listening to something amazing. The start of something wonderful. My name is JR here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'll be with you permanently. Yes, you heard that. Permanently. Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Somebody told me I cannot add correctly. That's correct. I can't add. I'll be here 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 hours a night hanging out with you. We got Damon John coming up. Yeah, he's a businessman, but he's going to tell us how to get your life in order. We got Channing Frye coming up, NBA champion. He's going to tell us what these NBA players need to be doing. He's going to tell me whether or not we're actually going to get an NBA season back. And, you know, we've been here for about 20 minutes now. I gave everyone my opinion about what's going on in the world and that we really need to be GMs of our lives right now. We need to be owners of our lives right now. Be more like Greg Popovich. Be less like Jerry Jones. Be more like Bill Belichick. Be less like James Dolan, who runs the New York Knicks into the complete ground. Okay, don't do that in your house. Don't have your children escorted out of the building because they did not do their chores. Okay, don't do that. It's a terrible thing to do. You can find me online on Twitter at JR Sport Brief, on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. And I want to know what you've been doing to pass the time. I mean, how many replays of WrestleMania and Christian Leitner and Michael Jordan, LeBron James, yesterday or 2 days ago, James Harden, the beard was on fire from a year ago. They're running out of things to put on television, okay? They're running out. I'm running out of things to read because all I do all day is read sports, and I'm running out of things to read. And I'm trying to be constructive with my time. I'm going to be constructive while I'm here with you, every night. And, I see you, Nicholas, in Oregon. I see you, Josh, in Texas, Mike in Baltimore, Gary in Boise. I'm going to talk to you all, and I want to know what you all are up to right now with no sports. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get the first callers on the line. If you want to holler at me, real simple, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to my main man, Nicholas, calling up from Oregon. Nicholas, how are you?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Listen, I'm living and breathing. It's crazy up there in the Pacific Northwest right now.
We're living and breathing together, bro.
I know. Is everything cool up in the Pacific Northwest? I know it's kind of crazy right now.
Oh, I'm in Springfield, man. I'm in Central Oregon, but we're good. We're doing good. We're hankering down. We're doing all right. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That's a beautiful thing, Nicholas. So I just told you a few of the things that are going on to kind of pass the time. What are you doing to pass the time? What's occupying you with no sports right now?
God, man, I'd love to say I'm just like rewatching our old sports events and things like that, but really I'm trying to hammer down to everybody else and make sure we're all doing the healthy thing. And like today I went up to my work and make sure that everybody's like safe and doing their thing. And
good man,
I work at a bar and restaurant in Springfield, Oregon, so everything's shut down,
right?
So to go is all we got. So I'm trying to promote some to-go business and some to-go food, but all that doesn't mean anything, man. All we're trying to do is just live and get by. And
right. Well, you're doing.
We want to wait till you're talking about sports that actually matter.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm glad that you're out there in Oregon doing the right thing, checking on the community while still staying safe. What's on your mind?
Man, here's what I want to ask you about. What do you think is going to happen with the San Diego Chargers? I grew up in Carlsbad, California. I got to change that. At Los Angeles Chargers.
The Los Angeles Chargers that, you know,
what's
really
going to happen now that Brady is not an option? Mm-hmm. Do you think Cam Newton? What do you think?
I do think Cam Newton is definitely an option for the Los Angeles Chargers. And here's something
That's
else
what
I hope
I'm thinking too.
Here's something else I hope with the Los Angeles Chargers. I got to keep saying Los Angeles Chargers because, quite frankly, I think everybody forgets where they play. I mean, they played in that. Who even knows what was the name of that stadium? The last time I checked, there was like 20,000 people, and it was the Home Depot Center. What is? Do you know the name of it right now?
I like to call it the Alpo Stadium, dog food stadium.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think dogs are the only people that show up to watch the Chargers since they've basically left San Diego. But unfortunately, this may be a match made in heaven. And Nicholas, thank you for calling up. Appreciate you calling in. Josh from Texas, Mike from Baltimore. What up, B-More? Gary from Boise, Sam from New York, Jay from Dallas. I see you all out there. This is the situation when you talk about the Chargers right now. Okay? Tyrod Taylor ain't it. Let's be real. At the same time, Cam Newton, this may be a match made in heaven. Nobody is going to go ahead and trade for Cam Newton. This is someone who 2 years ago came off of a shoulder injury. This is someone who last year played a handful of games, less than a handful of games, because of a Lisfranc injury in his foot. And let's be real, the 2015 NFL MVP, he's taking a beating. Do I think if healthy Cam Newton can still go out and play? Yes, and absolutely. But it's a matter of him actually going out there and doing it. And for someone who hasn't proven that he can be healthy, and now in his 30s, early 30s, okay, are you just going to keep taking those hits down the field if you're Cam Newton? I think with Phil Rivers going to the Indianapolis Colts, I think that the Chargers will wait on a quarterback. I think they will wait on Cam Newton. But ultimately, I think they wait until he's released. Like, what are you trading him for? I have this conversation with my friends. I go, well, what are you trading for Cam Newton? Granted, he's a 2015 MVP, but also 2015 was 5 years ago. Yes, people, time flies when you're having fun. So if I'm the Chargers, yes, I'm going to go ahead and take Cam Newton and hope that he can air it out to Keenan Allen. Let's keep on going down the lines. It's JR, the JR Sport Brief Show, right here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and check in with Josh calling in from Texas. Josh, what's going on with you, my man? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm terrific, man. Thank you for calling in. What are you doing with no sports?
Oh, well, no sports. Well, I'm in an industry where people down here, I'm from Texas, so we do a lot of energy things. I'm in propane. So everybody's on lockdown except for people like me. You know what I mean? I mean, people in natural gas businesses, propane businesses, all energy sources like that. Everybody's on lockdown, and here we are, and we're working every single day.
Yeah, man. Well, shout-outs to you. You know, thank you to you, Josh, in Texas. Thank you for everyone who has to work. Our first responders,
and that,
our people who are
feeding
us.
That's the main reason why I called in, is because all the people that are out there working to keep all these people on lockdown, to have lights and have heat, and have all that stuff, they deserve praise as much as anybody.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much, Josh. You be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Cheers. Shout out to my main man, Josh, and thank you to everyone who has to go to work. Shout outs to the first responders, the people who are keeping us safe, the people who are protecting us, the people who may look out for us if things go awry, the people in the grocery stores, our city workers, people who are working to keep our country and our states and our cities going. Be remiss not to say thank you to you while a lot of us kind of hunker down in the house while things hopefully pass soon. Let's go on down the line. We're going to go to B-More. I love B-More. We're going to talk to Mike. Yo, Mike, what's going on in Baltimore? How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. How about you?
I'm terrific, man. I don't have anything to complain about. I'm here chatting with you. It's a good thing to be able to speak, man. How are you?
That's cool. Hey, I'm great. Really honored to be, you know, one of your first callers ever, man. But yeah, I'm, like you said, I'm in B-More, actually in the northern suburbs right now. I'm one of those people too who have to work. I drive a street sweeper truck overnight. So, and I was just really wanting to tell you, it seems like, I mean, it's eerie. It's a ghost town outside. I mean, it's eerie how few people are out, you know, and realistically how clean the streets are. But so it seems like, I'll tell you what, it seems like at least in Baltimore, people are heeding, like, you know, the warnings and playing it safe.
That's good, but, man. So what have you been doing while you've been inside? What have you been watching? No sports. What
man,
are you doing?
Let me tell you, for one thing, March is my favorite month. My birthday is the 19th of March, and I always had basketball to watch on my birthday. I'm a huge Terrapins fan. Usually I get my heart ripped out by somebody around this time. But, you know, and then with no March Madness, it's bad enough. And then, of course, I had opening day tickets, which might be the only day that the Baltimore Orioles are actually fun to watch.
I was going to say, if you were looking forward to seeing the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, would you have a better batting average than Mr. Chris Davis?
I'm a righty, but I think if I switched to, you know, to a lefty like him, I could still beat him, I think.
You could accidentally hit better than Chris.
For real, I could outbun him, if nothing else. Jesus, I mean, they played a shift on him. Either way, he's got the whole left field side. If I was batting 150, I would bunt. Cheesy peasy.
Well, I think he has too many muscles to actually lean over and make contact.
I guess you're not paying him $20 million a year to bunt, but, geez, you're not paying him to bat $150 either. But, man, honestly, realistically, that was, like, kind of the reason I called anyway. I mean, because I was talking to a buddy earlier. Like I said, I had opening day tickets. Like, what do you think? I mean, is there going to be a baseball season this year, or is 2020 going to be, you know, the year that we don't play baseball?
I think it's too soon. And, Mike from B-More, thank you for calling up. I think it's too soon. I think everybody just needs to evaluate where things are at right now. It's ridiculous to me that the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, is still kind of wavering on whether or not they want to hold the Olympics. Why? Why do we want to watch a half Olympics that wouldn't be in a quote unquote safe zone, that wouldn't be in a quote unquote safe time period, that wouldn't allow the athletes to compete and prepare? Why are we going to have behind something if we're not going to get the best? And I think whether it's the Olympics, whether it's baseball, which is going to have to allow the players another opportunity to restart. We were just at the end of spring training. We're a few days away from the start of the season. I think it's too soon to say whether or not we're going to get baseball. You know, can we get a few months of the baseball season? I hope so. But by all indications, you know, things may be status quo for a few more months. I mean, even the NBA, which was active, is having a difficult time. Let's go all the way out to Boise. Let's check in with my main man, Gary. Gary from Idaho. I love Boise. One of my favorite steakhouses is out there. Gary, what have you been doing with no sports?
Oh, just reading a lot. I can't fathom that this is happening where there's no sports at all right now. But I just wanted to ask you if there's any truth to the NHL coming back next month and starting the playoffs. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, thank you, Gary, for calling up from Idaho. I mean, as I just said, unfortunately, I think we're in a space right now where we have to worry about today, and we have to correct mistakes that we as a society have overlooked, and things that we haven't prepared for, and things that we need to do. And so do I see any sport resuming next month, whether it's the NHL or the NBA? I don't see it happening, unfortunately. I think we have to take things day by day. I think we have to evaluate ourselves, as I said, and kind of move forward like that. No need for the speculation. It's JR here with you on CBS Sports Radio. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Damon John and try to figure out what we need to do in our lives. We got a few more calls I want to get in here. I see Sam in New York. We got Jerry calling in from Dallas. Let's check in with Sam from NYC. Sam, how are you? I know things are pretty tough in New York right now. How are you passing the time? Sam, I hope Sam is okay in New York. Let's get away from Sam. Sam, I hope you are okay. Let's check in with Jerry from Dallas before we talk to Damon John. Jerry, how are you? Okay. Jerry is extremely busy in Dallas. Listen, people. These are tough, trying times. So, Jerry in Dallas and Sam in New York, I hope you guys are good. I hope you are taking inventory of what you need to do in life. And as I said, I know there's a lot of speculation. Are we going to have an Olympics? Is the NHL going to come back? Is the NBA going to be able to complete its season? There are a lot of question marks as to when sports is going to resume. But I think right now this is the best time for us to think about what we can do to be better while we have this time. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. This is JR, the first show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk to Damon John from Shark Tank. Yes, great entrepreneur, great businessman. You see him on Shark Tank, and he's also a sports fan. I'm going to talk to him about what we need to do to do better in our own lives while we are at home, while we are missing sports, while NFL free agency rolls on. Damon John from Shark Tank when we come back from break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. This is the debut episode. And right now we have somebody on the line. He is not only the founder of FUBU, he's not only the CEO of the Shark Group, he not only has a book out right now called Power Shift, he is one of the stars of ABC Shark Tank. It's no one other than my main man, Damon John. Damon, how are you?
I am great, man. Thank you for having me. Congratulations on the show. It's an honor to be one of the first people to be able to talk to you in this legendary moment, as well as this crazy moment in our life. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Well, thank you for that. It's been a long time, knowing you for a whole bunch of years. Thank you for coming on. It is a crazy time. I'm happy to have you here. How are you and your folks doing?
We're here. We're holding on. You know, just like everybody out there, we're trying to figure out what's going on out here, and we're making the best of it. My staff is healthy, and, you know, we made sure they started going home about a week ago. But other than that, you know, we're not taking this thing like it's Saturday. It's not light. We're, first of all, safety's first, and second of all, after that, it's how do we transition to this new way that the whole world is going to change virtually in 6 months from what we knew it. And it's going to be a totally different world, and we were a little prepared for it, maybe about 20% prepared for it, and when most people were 3% prepared for it. But, you know, we're going to figure this out. That's what entrepreneurs do.
That's right. And we've seen in the sports world, you're in the business world. You're one of the top businessmen out there. And we've seen a lot of athletes more recently start to take advantage of social media, their own brands. We see an Alex Rodriguez, whose reputation wasn't always the greatest, and now he's beloved. We see someone like LeBron James, who continues to mold his brand online with his family and his multiple businesses. What can the everyday person who's not LeBron or A-Rod kind of learn and take from this time to kind of get themselves situated, whether they're working for somebody or whether they want to start a business?
Yeah, well, first of all, understand the goal and why you're doing it. Like, what is the real purpose you're doing it? And, you know, are you doing it for fame and fortune? Are you doing it because you just got to pay the bill? Are you doing it because you love it? Are you doing it because your parents said that that's what it was? Are you doing it because you're trying to impress a bunch of people in society? And the people that you're talking about right now, LeBron and A-Rod, they were very, very, they're a different breed. They were smart enough to know that what they were doing, the money was coming to them, but it was coming to them because they're a passion to want to do something else. And but simultaneously, while they're either in the league like LeBron or they're not in the league like A-Rod, simultaneously they were spending about 20% to 30% of their time writing down their goals and then educating themselves on where they wanted to see themselves where they got out the league and slowly making the change. It's just like me. I didn't just start off with FUBU. I was working at Red Lobster for 50 hours a week, and I would put in 10 hours a week on FUBU, and then eventually, you know, the 50 hours a week at Red Lobster turned to 40 hours a
wow.
week, and the 10 hours at FUBU turned to 25 hours at FUBU. But guess what? That was over the course of 6 years, right? But I was slowly investing myself. So somebody right now, how are they investing in where they want to be? Are they saving the entire day of having to go back and forth to work, but they're working virtually? If they're saving 3-4 hours, are they treating that 3-4 hours like Saturday? Are they
right.
playing video games? If you're not a gamer, then don't be playing video games. Like, take that extra time and learn a digital curriculum. But you got to understand your goal and then how you're going to get to that goal step by step, you know?
Right. And we speaking of digitally, we see a lot of athletes in their off time just live streaming themselves, playing games, and whether it's on Twitch. I mean, we saw Mike Evans, who now has a new quarterback in Tom Brady, just raving, not in a traditional interview, but Mike Evans was on a video game, I believe it was Fortnite stream, talking about having Tom Brady on his squad. What is something that everybody can kind of take or reevaluate about how they approach social media right now today? Because even these players are just... They continue to brand themselves.
Yeah, so you don't want to be at the mercy of anybody, right? And if you on your off time are building your individual brand, and your individual brand
maybe I'm very fashion forward. Your individual brand may be like, I'm a great father, I'm a great mother on the off season, and I'm going to, even though I'm an athlete, I know how to be a nurturing person or whatever. I'm a numbers geek, you know, or I'm a producer. And you sit there, and what you're doing is, in the event that you do have to leave, or you get, you know, you get cut or you get hurt, you've already invested that time in your brand. You're talking directly to your customer. You see, when you're talking, when you're on a team, you're at the mercy of the person who owns the team.
Sure are.
You know, and even you can play really great sometimes, and you know the deal. You know, the team gets behind you or whatever, and they and the owner just doesn't like you, whatever the case is. I mean, generally, if you're the star and you're putting up some serious numbers, that's going to work for you. But the minute you get hurt or something like that, you know, you're gone, right? Then, but will the people who know you, will they follow you? Because they may be very loyal to that team, right? Hmm. But they may follow you for different reasons. They were like, listen, when you did play for us, when you played for Boston, man, you put it down. Uh-oh. And I love you. I'm not going to root for you on the other side, but I'm going to root for you as a father. I'm going to root for you as a gamer. I'm not going to root for you for, you know, when you come back to Boston. However, I'm okay with you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, you got to have that one-on-one with whoever your customer is. And who's listening to us right now may not be all athletes, but you got people rooting for you in your job right now that if you guys got cut and they cut the staff by 50% and you weren't somebody who they were probably following you offline and they saw that you were doing a lot of charitable work or you were whatever, you were doing dad jokes and they like you. You want people to root for you because people will tell you anything you want when you're in the room.
That's right.
What they're looking at, though, what they really are messing with you is when you don't know they're looking at you.
Right. You hit the nail on the head. People can actually be setting themselves up for the next opportunity, even though things are kind of down, just not here in the United States of America, but anywhere. But I gotta pick your brain on something. You spoke about branding. You said if you have a boss, you can set up your own who you are, your own brand. And I mean, you said Boston. That's exactly what Tom Brady did. I gotta ask you, from a business perspective, you have somebody like Tom Brady, who is Bill Belichick even said he's the greatest quarterback of all time. But comes a point in time where you gotta move on, or you gotta prepare and say, okay, it's time to move to the next step instead of trying to squeeze something out that may not be there. What do you think about the decision between likely Belichick and then also Kraft to support it and say, okay, we gotta let Tom go. He wants to go. We set it up that way. What do you think about Tom leaving and the Patriots letting him leave?
You know, from face value and the way they said, you know, he said he felt like he was a son to him and everything else like that. From face value, it sounds just like, and if you have somebody who's given you a whole bunch of rings, they put it down, but they were honest with you and they're like a son to you and say, listen, I just think that there's someplace else I'd rather be. Then, well, maybe I want to go test myself and see that maybe you were nurturing me too much. I have no idea what the reason is. I think that what's your upside? You think holding him down like this, he's not going to play well if he's unhappy. Nobody plays well, whether it's in a marriage or it's an entrepreneur I'm invested in. Nobody plays well if they're unhappy. So
right.
He already just laid out the line. Now, you could be an a-hole and go, well, why don't you get out of here?
Yeah.
Well, why would you do that to somebody who gave you so many rings? And vice versa, he could have said some crazy stuff and just left. You know, you've seen it sometimes. Players, the boss is the last person to find out. You already got another person's jersey on. And the boss is the last person to find out. I think is the only way it could have happened. You know, let Tom do what he wanted to do and let everybody else deal with it. But, you know, celebrate the good times and move on.
Yeah, you know what? When we get back after that 11 hour, around that 11, 8 o'clock, I'm going to talk more about them letting Tom Brady go. Because I honestly think when you think about the whole business of the Patriots, it's not just this year. It's not just next year. It's the next 20 years. Tom Brady gave you 20 years. Well, let's not think about one or two. Let's think about the next 20. So we got Damon John on the line here on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Damon, what were you saying, brother?
No, I was just totally agreeing with you. You know what it also does to the owner? It makes him put his big boy pants on and get ready to nurture somebody else the right way instead of saying, I got Tom.
Wow.
You know, so you know, it is what it is.
Hey, it's everything. Sports, like everything else, comes down to business. Hopefully we get
the NFL back and have everything on schedule. Damon, what are you working on? Where can people keep up with you? I know you're a busy man.
Yeah, so, you know, I got a book out right now. It's called Power Shift. I think I didn't plan for where we're going to be at today, but Power Shift shows you how to control your life, and then the fact that, you know, as we were just talking about Tom, life is about negotiation, and the only reason why, you know, some people are more successful than others, or some people are more miserable than others, is what do they negotiate in life? And people think that negotiation is just when you just walk on Shark Tank and you stand in front of the sharks. No, negotiation is about, first of all, creating an influence like you just touched on, which is whether your home is a gamer or LeBron, you know, or getting financial intelligence like Magic Johnson. After that, the third part is the relationship, nurturing the relationship. Tom nurtured a well enough relationship where, you know, the man said, go ahead, do what you got to do. And on the flip side, Tom nurtured a good enough relationship where he gave a certain amount of respect to move forward. And that's where the fortunes are basically made.
That's all facts. We're on the line with the Shark, Damon John, ABC Shark Tank. Damon, I appreciate you coming and dropping that knowledge. It doesn't matter if you're an athlete. It doesn't matter if you're a regular Joe, if you're JR, if you're Damon. It doesn't matter. I appreciate you spitting that knowledge.
All right, brother. All the best. Stay safe. Stay at home, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.